Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Adrienne is the host of Morning in America on News Nation and a friend of Chicago's afternoon news. Is there any chance, since you're based in Chicago, you were going to go see Harry Styles?
No, but somebody I know did go. I don't know how long they waited in line, but no, that was not on my list of things to do.
Me neither, but somebody in the band is sick, so they're not playing tonight. And there were girls out at the United Center for hours. Intense. They've been out there all night. Devastating news
huge
for them.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Adrienne always pops in, and we like to talk about some of the big stories this week. And we were just talking about swearing. And Chicago is not the most foul-mouthed city in the nation. It's Columbus, Ohio. And if you look at the video about the fishing scandal, where they literally put lead weights into fish to win a fishing competition, you will understand how people in Ohio speak, because, boy, there are some swear words in there. They take it to a new level. You watched that whole thing, right, Adrienne?
I did not watch all of it because I didn't want to hear all of that, but I have been following the story closely because we've been having it on the past couple of days, and these men were fighting mad after they found out that their entry fee, which went to the winners, the presumed winners, was lost because these guys were cheating. And so they weren't just mad because the guys were cheating. They were mad because they were essentially swindling them out of all their money.
Yeah, and apparently these two people who were trying to cheat, they literally had the winning catch of 5 walleye on Friday, and then lead weights were found inside the fish. I mean, when they cut open the bellies, they almost looked like eggs, and they were lead. And any pro fisherman can look at a fish and pretty much go, that's a 5-pounder, or that's a 6-pounder. I don't know how these guys could try and get away with this, but they have. Apparently, they've brought in over $300,000 in prizes.
Yeah, doing the same thing. They think that these guys were cheating all along, stuffing fish all along the way. And you wonder how they could get away with it for so long.
Isn't that crazy? And apparently this competition was intended to raise money for a little boy who's fighting leukemia. So they're like, are you kidding me? You're trying to cheat in a situation like this when this tournament is to benefit this child. But yeah, it was really something to see him open up that fish and the swearing is there. It is really something. What other story caught your eye this week?
You know, this story about toddlers, that 24-month-olds, so 2-year-olds, have better cognitive and executive functions if they have less than an hour of screen time daily. And so I think that that's a good lesson for all of us, because we have a tendency to look down on our phones and our iPads and other devices, and it's proof that even babies need more playtime. And I think it's just a good reminder, because so many parents rely on screens to keep their kids entertained today.
Yeah, it happens. And I like that the research was done at the University of Illinois, and they just simply say that those babies, those 24-month-olds who spend less than 60 minutes a day looking at screens, have better functioning skills than those who don't. And I know parents who are like, no screens, no screens at all. There will be no screens. And about 24 months, maybe 3 years old, they need a break. And they're like, okay, you get 1 hour of Paw Patrol, you know, that's it. Or
yeah,
Daniel
exactly.
The Tiger. You know, what was the show when you were a little kid that you can remember? Like, what's the first show?
Oh, my gosh. Little kids. Well, I mean, I always think of Full House, because we watched a lot of that growing up. Friday, TGIF. But for cartoons, gosh, now going way back, the Smurfs, He-Man and She-Ra, like way, way back in the day. And then I'm trying to think, like My Little Pony?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
Hey,
yeah.
Any chance you saw Dr. Fauci on with Stephen Colbert last night?
No, I missed that. Tell me all about it.
I saw it on Twitter today, and I watched it, and it is pretty hilarious. Stephen Colbert actually took Anthony Fauci to get his booster shot, because, of course, the whole idea is promoting getting a booster shot. And They went to Walgreens, so I'm sure there was some connection in with a client or something. But Colbert offered to take him down there. And here's the audio of them heading down the street.
You grew up in Brooklyn, right?
I did.
Could I hear your best, hey, I'm walking here?
Hey, I'm walking here.
totally believable. How about a, can you give me a forget about it?
Forget about it.
That's right. There you go. Very nice. Are you worried at all about the new booster?
No.
Are you worried? You're not worried that the 5G chip that it puts in you is going to interfere with the 3G chip from the last one?
Bill Gates and I decided we're going to take the chips out now. We're not going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to hear them both have a sense of humor. But really quickly, I have to tell you, did you see the story on our air with the husband who came back from deployment in the Middle East and he surprised his pregnant wife who was just about to conceive and give birth?
Everyone needs to go watch that video.
Yes, it was so sweet. She just walked out and here he is standing there and she had no idea he was going to go to the house, but she was induced. And so he went straight to the hospital and they were just in an embrace and she had the baby, I think, 3 hours later. So he made it just in time.
It is so beautiful. That is posted at newsnation.com. Just look up Adrian Bankert or Morning in America and you'll see it and it will just warm your heart. And for anyone who's got a loved one in the military, this is what you hope for, you know, that they make it home for these big life events. All right. Well, we'll be watching you in the morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, thank you. And good to hear your voice. Have a great night.
You too. The Stranger Things couple, the people in Plainfield whose neighbors got really upset and forced them to shut down their Stranger Things scene, they're going to join us. It's back up. We'll get the details after 5. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.